Karen Evans is National Director of the U.S. Cyber Challenge, former eGov Administrator at the Office of Management and Budget, and she is one of the thought leaders that we're talking to as part of our in-depth special feature, Top 3 for 2013. Karen, we always appreciate talking to you. We have your top three listed on federalnewsradio.com. The first one is strategic use of IT. Is it your sense that agencies continue to struggle with the strategy part of information technology?
And I think that's the case, because what happens a lot of times is you get caught up in a lot of the different initiatives that happen with an administration and with the change of leadership within your own department and agency, and you want to meet those initiatives. You want to get those things done. And I think CIOs really need to step back and take a look at how am I going to use information technology in order to further the mission of that department or the agency. And sometimes you just get caught up in so many priorities of day-to-day, it's hard to take that strategic look.
Now, you use a word in your writing on federalnewsradio.com that has popped up a lot more than I ever expected in this top three feature that we're doing, and that's the word opportunity. You write, this situation, the budget situation that you're referring to, is an opportunity to be able to consolidate, streamline, or avoid duplication of services. Why is that good, and why is that an opportunity that you think might not have arisen if we hadn't had the budget situation that we're experiencing right now?
Well, out of necessity, the shortage of the dollars are going to force people to figure out how to work together. If you have enough resources and each program in your department has enough resources, then the need is not there to look across the board and say, well, these guys are already doing it, so I can just partner up with them and take the short amount of dollars that I have and do it on something else. And so I really think that this is an opportunity for CIOs to really go in there and say, here's how we can stop things, here's how we can do new things by not adding on to these legacy systems, but doing something totally new. And that's where the opportunity for innovation comes in.
Well, I hear strategic then in kind of two different contexts simultaneously, it sounds like. Strategic, of course, in the context of planning a strategy, but also maybe in the strategic sourcing context, not just in the acquisition of the stuff, but when, if you're talking about maybe, I hate to use the word copying, but piggybacking or drawing lessons from something somebody else is doing, being able to then move on to the next challenge, it sounds like that's the same idea.
Oh, well, sure. And the other thing, I would go even a step further. For example, the administration has the initiative of strategic sourcing underway. I'd go even further and take a look at things when you're looking at your acquisition strategies and items across the board like that and say, well, gosh, these guys have already done it, so they can service me instead of me even figuring out how to build it, how to do the acquisition, how to do anything. It's just become a customer of an agency who's already done it.
Former eGov Administrator Karen Evans with her top three for 2013. All of our top threes are posted on federalnewsradio.com right on the homepage. We have a link there, and you can read them all, including Karen Evans. Your second item is mobility, and I'm curious about the role that you think mobility will play, just because as we've gone through this top three process and just the reading and listening that I'm doing from leaders inside government, outside government, there still seems to be a fair amount of skepticism about exactly what the benefits of mobility will be for enterprises, not just the government or public sector, but just across the entire spectrum.
Well, so I kind of put all of these together, all of my top three, but I think mobility is one that you have to think about. So to go back to the first one, strategic. And so everyone goes everywhere with a smartphone. You have a smartphone. And whether you get it from work or whether you have your own device at home, that the capability on that phone is so superior compared to when I first started working in information technology. And so you want your workforce to be able to be flexible and to be able to move around. That's the mobility part. But that device, because of the powerfulness of that device, for example, dare I say it, HSPD-12, right, the CAC cards, and when you start talking about those cards, well, the phone itself could become the card. So think about how you use it now. When you get coupons and you go and you do certain things now, or even when you go to get on an airplane, it's all on your mobile device. Your boarding pass, everything's on your mobile device, and you can just scan it right off of there and go right onto the plane. If you can do the same types of things with your identity, and that now becomes the new card, and you're carrying a phone with you everywhere you go, think about the savings that you would have. Think about how you could use that for logical applications and everything beyond just what the initial glorified HSPD 12 building pass card was.
Now, you mentioned that all three of your points are kind of interrelated and connected, and we have the connection that you're making on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Your third item is security, and that, obviously, if you're going to be carrying around your very identity, especially in the context of the information that's included with a CAC or an HSPD 12 or whatever it may be, on your mobile device, then security becomes probably the most important element of that.
Well, and the privacy, right? So both of those, security and privacy, because now if you brought in to bring your own device to work, for example, and you're going to think about, so now we're full circle all the way back up to strategic use of information technology, and you say, okay, the budget situation is this. I can't afford to have all of these upgrades for operating systems or, you know, just a whole bunch of other types of things. And you say, okay, I'm going to allow people to bring their own device. Now that device has to have multiple personas, so to speak. It's got to have my private persona. It's got to have my work persona. It has to have rules that apply to what I do at work versus what I'm going to do at home, how it wipes automatically clean if I'm going to do an upgrade, how it can transfer the data into the government facility once I'm not going to use that anymore, and it has to then protect it and then also have the privacy and the separation between the two. And, you know, people will talk about, well, technology isn't there yet to allow you to do this type of stuff, but if the government gets together, the federal government, and I'm going to use HSPD 12 again as an example, was very clear about the type of security, the type of privacy, the things that they wanted, and making it standard. That technology didn't exist either, but they said, this is what we're going to do. NIST designed that, worked with industry for that, and then the industry evolved and the technology evolved. If we were clear about how we strategically wanted to use these mobile devices, and have multiple roles going forward, then industry would respond to that. And so that's where I'm, you know, saying that this is where the innovation comes. This is where the opportunity of bringing these together and really outlining how you want to move forward with information technology to enable the mission, to enable your people to accomplish their business.
You've mentioned HSPD 12 several times, Karen. You must be rather partial about to that program. You must think it's pretty hot.
You know, I think that there were a lot of things that people thought couldn't be done through that program, and industry responded. And it really was a good partnership, and it was a way to show how technology, if the government was clear about its requirements, how the technology and industry could respond to that. I think we're at that same cusp. We're at that same tipping point where if the federal government is clear about the requirements that they want as it relates to mobile and digital and, you know, flexible workplace and now same services but reduce costs, and we're really clear about the security and the privacy, I have no doubt that our IT industry could respond to that and create the technology that's needed.
I appreciate hearing your top three for 2013, Karen. Thanks for being part of it.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I'm excited that I got to share that.